Blog Talk Radio.
OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight is Testimony Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday. Oh my goodness, I am so excited about the co-host I have on the line with us tonight, the one and only Evangelist Tabitha Elliott Walker. And how are you today, Evangelist?
Praise the Lord. I am doing very well. My sister, how are you this evening?
I am so excited. I get so excited about Testimony Tuesday. For those who want to call in and share their testimony and share the goodness of God and what he's done for them, what he's doing for them, and what they expect him to do in the near future. So I am so excited. So how's your day been today?
It's going very well. I'm enjoying the changing of the seasons, not only in my natural life, we're going, you know, into this fall weather, but spiritually what God is doing. I'm having a great time in Jesus.
Amen, amen. Now, just to get us started, do you have a slight testimony that you would like to start us off with that you would like to even share?
Of course. Any opportunity that I have to talk about Jesus and the goodness that he has done, I love to grab hold and seize the moment. I was thinking a little earlier, just going back down through the years, how God has blessed my family. First of all, the Bible says that he that findeth a wife findeth the good things and obtain favor from the Lord. And I thought about how the Lord blessed my husband to find me. Just reflecting over how he has blessed us down through the years, and just in naturally speaking, the things that he's blessed us with when we first got married, how our very first apartment, we didn't have much. As a matter of fact, we didn't have much furniture at all. We had a few odds, ends, pieces here and there. We, as a matter of fact, even for our bed, we make a pallet on the floor. That was what we did in the beginning when we first got married. And when we moved, I remember moving into that apartment. My husband, when we married, he had a 90 Chevette, and I had a 91 Chevette, and I had a 90 Cavalier. And everything that we owned was either in or on top of those two small automobiles. But thanks be unto God, here we are 24 years later, and we just recently relocated from the state of Tennessee to the state of Texas. And when I tell you the moving vessels that we had to use to move everything. And then I think on the spiritual side, how God has blessed us. There we were, two young people endeavoring, you know, seeking to be saved and to please God. and to do his will, and, you know, not necessarily having a strong relationship with him, but oh, how God has blessed us in the 24 years. My husband, if you want to have a title, he's gone from being just a brother there to being a deacon. And then I myself have gone from being sister to evangelist. I'm yet sister, or if you want to call me Tabitha, that's who I am. But I just give thanks to God, because anything that we've done, anything that we have, we know it's been because of the Lord. And I just give him praise for that.
Amen, amen. It is so awesome when we can share our testimony, because we understand and we do know that our testimonies are not for us, but for
That's
others.
Right.
And just to let, yes, and just to let others know, if God did it for me, he
yes.
can do it for you. He can do it for you. It's a scripture in the Bible where it talks about, all I can remember is this scripture, it says the crumbs that fall from the table. And I am always trying to get the crumbs. Wherever they're falling from, I want the crumbs.
Yes, ma'am.
You,
yes,
Jesus.
Because whatever is
take the
full batter, it is definitely in the crumbs.
Definitely in the crumbs. That scripture sticks to me whenever I see someone is being blessed, or I see someone is given the word, or how God is going to bless them, or an apostle come along and tell someone what is going to happen, I am
yes.
there at the table picking up the crumbs, because
absolutely.
I know.
Yes, ma'am.
I
oh,
know.
Yes.
I don't think nobody think about the crumbs, evangelist.
Isn't that something? Well, you know what? You and I have that in common, because I do. I don't like to leave any crumbs on my plate. I want every morsel. I want everything that God has for me in the spiritual, but I also want everything off my plate. I was thinking about that on yesterday, how growing up, you know, we were taught, eat what's on your plate. Well, same thing with the word of God. I want everything. I want to eat it all. I want the whole roll, the old saints used to say. I want all of the crumbs.
Indeed. I don't think it's like, oh, my goodness, I think someone would think I was crazy. I want the crumbs. I
yeah.
take the crumbs. If I can't have a whole piece, give me the crumbs.
Because
yeah. we often forget that when we celebrate others
yes
in their blessing,
yes
that's a blessing for us.
That's
you know what
blessing.
I'm saying, when we're not yes. beholding, or we're not grudging of someone receiving a blessing, or we're not mumbling and complaining about, Lord, when is it my turn? But when you
right.
celebrate someone
yes,
else,
that's right
celebrate.
That's a lot of times I think we forget the fact that when we celebrate and when we rejoice with that other person, that it becomes contagious. And maybe not that exact blessing, but the area that we need to be blessed in, when we rejoice and celebrate with them, it's like a boomerang. It comes back, and God will meet the need that we have in our lives.
Amen, amen. That is such a, I get so excited about the word. It's just ridiculous. I was at a meeting not too long ago, and
mm-hmm.
my co-host had welcomed everyone to our meeting, and she had did all she was supposed to do. And then so it was my turn to come. It was my time to come
right.
and, you know, say what I needed to say. But I don't want to say I'm so churchy, but I immediately went into, now since we have been properly welcomed, I said, oh, my goodness, I am in a business setting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, I'm not, you know, that's not, I'm not in that setting. But it was so strange that I could not come out of that. I
right.
couldn't come out of that. I said, okay, the more I tried to say, okay, you're just welcome, I kept going back to, now since we have been properly welcome, I was like, okay, Verna, it's just in you, so just let's just go with it. It was nothing
That's
else I
right,
could do,
and you know what?
Not
you just never
away.
Know who's in your midst. That wasn't necessarily for you, but someone that was sitting there, they needed that.
I didn't think about that. I didn't
uh-huh.
think about that.
Uh-huh.
It's so strange how when you
when you're in a setting and the word just comes out, it's not like you practice it, or it's not like you say, okay, today this is what I'm going to do. It just happens. It's like it's so, when you're grounded and rooted in the word of God, it
right.
becomes natural, second
Absolutely.
Nature.
Yes, yes. You know, being his children, if he abides in us and we in him, whatever comes out of us, because he is in us, whatever comes out of us should be a reflection of him, and we shouldn't even have to think about it. We don't think about breathing in. We don't think about, I've got to inhale, I've got to exhale. We just do it. So that's the same thing when it comes to Christ. If he is indeed inside of us, he's abiding in us, and we are abiding in him, whatever comes out of us is definitely going to be a reflection of him, and we want it to be that right reflection. So whatever it was that came out, sis, that wasn't for you. That was for someone else that was sitting there. They needed that. Perhaps I'll come to you later, and they'll share that with you.
I know. It was just, I said, the more I tried to, I was like, okay, so let me just go forward because it's not going away. And, and it wasn't soon afterwards I was having problems with my computer, and I had to go to Office Depot to pick up an item.
Right.
And I got my item the first time. I had to go back again to get another item a second time. But when I got there, the worker or the associate, he you know, said, "Welcome to Home Depot." And then he asked me, "Are you a believer?" I said, "Sure, I'm a believer." And I just kept on doing what I was doing. He asked me what I needed. And then when we got to the area, he looks at me and he said, "Do you have a word for me?" And I'm thinking, I came in here looking for a jump drive.
Uh-huh.
And then but I said, "Sure, I got a word for you." Mm-hmm. And he began to tell me his situation, and I took him to the book of Job. Now I like that book of Job, because
yeah.
when you think about it, everything that Job lost, he yet
right.
did not curse God. He told his wife, "You sound like a foolish woman."
That's
right. He yet cursed God. He cursed the day he was born, but
yeah.
he yet did not curse God. And through all of that, God gave him a double portion. And when I shared that with the young man, the tears began to fall, and I was like, "Lord Jesus, is this why you had me come back to Office Depot again?"
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I just let it go. And it was amazing. And that made me think about when God sends you out and you don't, you know, he'll send you, and you
right.
may not know where he's sending you to. You got to be ready to give a word. You don't have time to fool around and try to figure out what to say. It's got to be quick
That's right.
and in a hurry.
That's right. Well, the scripture tells us to study. To know, you know, we've got to study. We've got to be prepared. So we've got to study the word of God in season, out of season. We've got to be prepared so that, as you said, you just don't ever know. You don't know who you're going to come across, and it could be someone there in your home. And we yet have to let our lives reflect the image of Christ, even with our family, even more so in our homes. But when we go out, we need to already be prepared, because you don't ever know who you're going to come across or what the other person may be going through. And God is sending you out to be a reflection of him.
Ooh. So Evangelist Tabitha, tell
yes.
us, our listening audience, how is it that you became Evangelist Tabitha Elliott Walker? What was that process like?
You know, it was, for me, as I reflect in my mind, it's a nurturing time. I being raised in the church, I was about, always was in the church. My parents were in the Methodist church, and then when I was about 5 or 6 years old, they came to know Jesus in a more personable way and changed over to a Pentecostal church. But I just love the story of God sending his son Jesus to die on the cross to take away the sins of the world, that even before I was born, he knew that I was going to come and that I was going to make mistakes Yet he sent his only begotten son into the world so that he could experience life in the flesh, as I do. Yet he was divine. He was holy. But he sent him into the world. He loved me that much. And I don't know, something about that, to know that a great God that would create this whole world, hang the stars in the sky and the sun and separate the water from the land and to create all the different animals, that a God like that would consider me, that's some type of love. And so just growing up and going to Sunday school, you know, reading about the different apostles and the disciples and reading about that awesome woman named Mary that gave birth to that baby Jesus, to hear about the Hebrew boys, learning that in Sunday school, and then on Sunday nights we had what was called YPWW, Young People Willing Workers, and we learned more about the Bible. I don't know, it was just very intriguing to me, and second nature? I love Jesus. And so I just always grew up not understanding how could the next person not love him. And so just having that hunger and thirst for more and more and more of him, and then having a great love to serve God's people. So I guess somehow or another that transition, it was just so easy to come about to say, well, sister, we might need to get you credentialed in this church so that when you go out, you'll have a covering, because that's what it's all about, have a covering. And so that I have, a little card I carry with me, and I can show it to say I'm attached to this. But more than anything, I want my life to reflect. I love the Lord so much because he first loved me. So many people in the world today are looking for love, and a lot of them don't realize what they're looking for, but it's love. It's love. Mm-hmm. That was what God created us for, was to love him. And I don't know, I just want to be used by him. Whatever God would have me to do, he loved me so much even before I was born, even before my mom and dad ever even met each other, you know, but God had me in mind. And so with having such great love for me, I just want to love on him, you know, love right back on the Lord. And how do I do that in the natural? By loving on his people. So I don't mind serving. I don't mind giving of my time. And I trust that I can say and stand firm in it that anyone that knows me, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the community or even in the workplace, that they can say the same thing. Yes, Tabitha indeed is a loving person. She is a giving person. I just want to be like Jesus.
That is awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's, I don't want to say it's hard, but it's definitely a process. You say loving and serving. It's definitely a process. And even those that are coming into the knowledge of Christ and coming into the knowledge of holiness, it is a process. You may not get there tomorrow, you may not get there the next day, but if you just stay on the path and just stay firm in what you believe and don't let anyone take you from that or teeter you, you know, and don't be teeter-tottering. You know what
That's
I'm trying
right.
to say?
That's right.
You got
Absolutely.
To be firm, like you say, firm. And I think of this scripture which talks about, I'm not sure if it's scripture because I've been searching for it, the tree that's planted by the rivers of water. I always think of it. It may lean, like with any good tree, it may lean and I think it's a palm tree. It goes back and forth, but it won't break. And that's how we have to be, I think, when trials and tribulation come up against us, because the Bible do tell us we will have them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But we have to know beyond a shadow of doubt. See, I learned as a little girl about God's love for the world and that he gave his only begotten son. And so we have to know, we have, because I didn't witness it happening. I didn't witness it happening. Of course, they've made movies and they, you know, there are picture books about Jesus being born and the baby laying in the manger and on go on through the years. And then you see what is depicted as Jesus hanging on the cross. I wasn't there, but I see the pictures. But again, it's what man has come up with. But you have to know in your heart that God, in fact, indeed did send his son to die for us. You just have to hold strong to that. And sometimes I'll just, I don't have to get on my knees to talk to the Lord, but I'll just talk to him and, okay, God, I need you to confirm this, or I need you to show me this or show me that. And he will prove himself every time.
Every time.
And just like we're talking to each other, I don't know, someone out there that's perhaps listening, you may think that you have to get on your knees. And that's good, to get in that posture, to come humbly before God. But sometimes you just have to just remain humble in your spirit. And you may be sitting, standing, walking, driving in your car. But just to talk to God. He wants to know that he has some of our time and some of our attention. Talk to him and ask him, and he will do that. He will prove himself. You mentioned about the tree, and I planted by the rivers of waters, and I knew that was in Psalm, and I turned to the book of Psalm, and it said, but he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Being there in that, by the water, the rivers of the water, there is nutrients there, minerals, everything that that tree needs. You know, the water there to moisturize it, for it to stay strong and healthy. So that's how we need to be. We need to know beyond the shadow of a doubt, and as you just said a few minutes ago, not allow anyone to bring any shade or to dim that hope that we have. We know that God is there for us. He's there with us, and we just have to hold to that. And when you start feeling like you're wavering or you're uncertain or you are feeling a little shaky about it, talk to him and ask him to prove himself, and he will do just that.
Yes, yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Evangelist Tabitha Elliott Walker, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio on our Testimony Tuesday. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. This has been a blessing to me. Trust me.
Thank you. This is a blessed, an awesome opportunity for me. Let me tell you, thank you so much for having me.
Now, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, or even how they can get you to, I'm not sure if you book speaking engagements, or how they can get you to come out and speak at their events, you can share that with us at this time.
Okay, you can reach me. I am on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook just as that, Tabitha Elliott Walker. Or you can email me at tgew03@yahoo.com. And I don't know, there may be someone that wants to send a text message or give me a call. I can be reached at 901-481-1856. Oh, this has been so awesome. I bless the Lord. I will be praying for you as you pray for me.
Most definitely, most definitely. This has been, and we got to have you back on our show because it has been a blessing to have you here and to hear you speak, and your voice is so calm and so serene. And I thank you so much for saying yes first to the Lord and then saying yes to being part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you. And to God be all the glory.
Thank you again. Thank you so much. And we would like to say thank you to our sponsors, Bimachi Enterprises, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at fernavie@bimachi.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Proverbs 16 through the 18th verse, King James Version of the Bible: how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed, and leaving you with this, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify. Dude.